The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London.
Good night and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs. Will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I will begin with my most important question. Did you see the Grammys? And if so, what did you think of Jennifer Lopez's performance?
Who?
J-Lo.
I don't know her.
Thank you. And now my follow-up. Will you, in fact, declare a national emergency at the southern border?
I'll sign the final papers as soon as I get into the Oval Office, and we will have a national emergency, and we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit. Even though it shouldn't be there, and we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court.
I love this song.
And hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court, just like the ban. They sued us in the Ninth Circuit, and we lost, and then we lost in the appellate division.
Sweetie.
And then we won.
Some say that you're just concocting this crisis to get the money for your wall. Well, I mean, it was a wall, and then it was a fence. What's it today? Some chicken wire and an ADT security decal?
No.
Couple of Doberman pinchers and a sprinkler? Thank you.
You're fake news.
Some say that you're just fear-mongering and using inflated statistics to help your own agenda.
Not too many people have said that.
Some say that you're full of shit and others will agree. That you're just fomenting fear and hate with your hyperbole.
Drugs and gangs and people, it's an invasion.
Now push has come to shove. You shut down the gov just to try and get your way.
I didn't need to do this.
Your only interest is campaign promises. Can we believe a word you say?
No.
Girl, you're at an impasse. Now they're gonna sue your ass, but you just keep pushing me.
You don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Border lies, freaking us out while you dramatize all the stats you claim you've been shown back in your border lies.
Border lies.
Border lies. Great for distracting from Russian ties. More insulting than your skin tone. Talking about border lies.
Border lies.
Sir, you told us that Mexico would reimburse us for the wall. Is it true that you will allow them to pay entirely with 20% off coupons from Bed Bath & Beyond?
Where the hell did that come from?
I have my sources. My mom posted it on Facebook.
Well, he's quick to rush to racist, rash decisions on a limb.
I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this.
But the only national emergency we have is him.
And by the way, Trump is crazy.
He dupes and he deceives, but still his base believes the MAGA mantras he repeats.
Make America great again.
He said that Mexico would pay for it if so, and I'd sure like to see your receipts.
No.
Girl.
Hit that Adderall.
Take a sip
and go hit your border wall. And stop being such a tease.
We're getting it done.
Border lies. Even Ann Coulter is getting one. just walking like a parrot, echoing borderline.
Borderline.
Let's just hope your face doesn't recognize. You're just dangling a carrot to rest up in borderline.
Sorry. Guess I got a little carried away.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay. It's too bad Mike Pence isn't here. He loves Madonna.
I don't know her.
Oh, my God. Oh. How much do I love Randy Rainbow? That is the perfect way to kick off a new week. I wish there was a new one every Tuesday for us to play for you. I get so excited when I'm, you know, doing my show prep and I discover there's a new Randy Rainbow video out. Yeah, baby. I could just watch that over and over again. He is so talented and he makes me smile and he makes me laugh. Thank you, Randy Rainbow. You are a treasure to behold. I was looking at his Twitter feed last week, you know, hoping that there was a new song coming. And he posted some pictures of him with Steve Martin and Martin Short, who I guess have been touring together doing a thing. It was on Netflix not too long ago. I'm glad that other comic geniuses are discovering the Randy Rainbow because he truly is brilliant. Stephen Colbert needs to get him on the air or something because he's so good. Although I don't want to lose him. He's kind of our little secret, even though it's not a secret because he's wildly popular. Anyway, yay, Randy Rainbow. Thank you for... giving us something fun to start the day with, the week with. And actually, oh, shoot. Let me see if I can find this really fast. There's some other good news to start the day with.
I wanted to let the people of the state of Vermont know about this first. And what I promise to do is, as I go around the country, is to take the values that all of us in Vermont are proud of, our belief in justice, in community, in grassroots politics, at town meetings. That's what I'm going to carry all over this country. I think the current occupant of the White House is an embarrassment to our country. I think he is a pathological liar every day. He is telling one lie or another. And it gives me no pleasure to say that. But I also think he is a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe.
Yeah, all those things. Actually, you know what? This is Bernie speaking on Vermont Public Radio this morning. You know, I've said that I think it's too early, that we're still right at the very beginning of the 2020 election cycle. And those who come out and endorse at this stage, I think, are jumping the gun. But I also think I'd be naive to say that many of us don't already have our favorites. And yes, I got to say, I'm thrilled that Bernie Sanders is in the race again. And I've had mixed feelings about it because of a number of reasons. Number one, top of the list, I just don't think this is the year for an old white guy to win. I think it's the year of the woman. I think, women of color especially, although I don't know that I think it's time for a woman to be president, a black woman, sure, but I don't, Kamala Harris is not at the top of my list. She's not at the bottom of my list, but she's not at the top of my list. If I had to choose my top two, come on, you know me well enough by now, it's Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And I know they're both older people, so I would expect both of them to choose someone much younger as a running mate. I know, don't be ageist, Nicole Sandler. But you got to think realistically as well. There's a wide variety of ages among those running. I was going to say, look, I know on Friday, Dave Johnson and I were talking about how we're not going to put any of the other candidates down. And then it seemed like we might have been putting maybe Amy Klobuchar down. Amy Klobuchar seems to be the most conservative of the Democrats who've announced their candidacy thus far. And I got to tell you, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of her answer on, you know what, this thing is too long. I'm not going to play the whole thing. She did a thing on CNN the other night, you know, one of those town hall things. And she was asked, yes or no, do you believe in free college tuition? And her answer was no. And the person even premised it by saying, you know, don't, here's the, I'll play you the question. I'm not going to play her long-winded answer.
I graduated from college in 2017, and I currently pay roughly the equivalent of my rent in student loans every month. And, you know, I have friends that graduated six figures in debt. Here in New Hampshire, students graduate on average with the largest, with the highest average student loan debt in the nation.
Like $36,000 or something like that.
It's absurd. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to ask you, would you be willing to stand with my generation and end the student debt crisis by supporting free college for all?
Now listen to this.
And would you include undocumented and formerly incarcerated people in that program?
Okay.
And if you could please just preface your answer with a clear yes or no, I would really appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Preface it with a clear yes or no.
Let me answer, first of all.
And which she did not do. She went on to talk about how great it would be to start with, you know, the two-year community colleges. And then she didn't answer the question, and she went on for another 2.5 minutes. I'm gonna cue all the way into the end of it so you can hear how this long-winded answer ended.
And how we get them into the certifications, the two-year degrees, and make sure that we're paying for that because our economy needs that, and then go from there. So thank you for your question.
So he did ask you yes or no. Would you support free college for all?
I am not for free four-year college for all. No.
No, she's not. She's also not for Medicare for all. She's also not for a Green New Deal. You know, sorry, Amy Klobuchar, you're off my list. Just saying. I won't badmouth her. I think she's probably a perfectly nice woman, except to her staffers, where apparently she's a bit of a slave driver. Color me unimpressed. Again, debates don't start until June, so we have a long way to go. So, just unimpressed. Let me tell you a few things happened today, and then we'll get to what's news. And then, of course, it's Tuesday, so Gotta Laugh is here, and there's a ton of stuff to get to. At 10:30 this morning, Bernie Sanders' campaign announced that it had already raised $1 million since its launch at 7:30 this morning. Yes, in 3 hours, they had donations taken in from all 50 states, and they already raised over $1 million. By 10:30 Eastern this morning, it's now after 3, it's already over $1.5 million, far surpassing what Kamala Harris raised in her first day. They surpassed it in 3.5 hours. Now we had Amy Klobuchar had the CNN town hall last night. Bernie will head to Washington on Monday for another town hall, this one moderated by The Blitz. Really? Wolf Blitzer? That's the best you could give Bernie is Wolf Blitzer? Ugh. Monday night, 8 p.m., CNN, Bernie's town hall. Now, you ready for another what the fuck story? CNN isn't bad enough already. This is a real what the fuck. Sarah Isker Flores, who served as the Justice Department's leading spokeswoman under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and who the Washington Post reported last year she had to pledge her loyalty to Donald Trump and his agenda as a precondition for getting that job as Jeff Sessions' leading spokeswoman. She's joining CNN as political editor next month, where she will coordinate political coverage for the 2020 campaign. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, Isker Flores has no experience in news, but a long history as a political operative, most recently with the Trump administration and the Fiorina campaign. Yeah, that's where she comes from. And the New York Times has a blockbuster news story out this afternoon. Donald Trump tried to get Matthew Whitaker, when he was acting attorney general, to put a guy named Jeffrey Berman, who was a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York and a Trump ally, tried to get Whitaker to put this guy Berman in charge of the New York investigation, even though Berman had already recused himself. Developing story. Stay tuned. Trump apparently was asked about it, and he said, "Where'd you get that?" Of course, not commenting on the veracity of the story, just wanting to know where he got that. And Justice Clarence Thomas has called for the Supreme Court to overturn the landmark 1964 New York Times versus Sullivan ruling, which protects news organizations from most libel suits when they write about public figures. Watch out for this one. It's a slippery slope. Ugh. All right. It's Tuesday. Gotta Laugh is here. Before we get to Laffy, let's get to the news, shall we? It's NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The court battle against Donald Trump's national emergency declaration has started. 16 states filed a lawsuit against the declaration in federal court in the Northern District of California. Attorneys general from Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Virginia joined California in the legal action. California's Attorney General Javier Becerra broke the news on CNN.
15 states have now joined California in the suit. Do you expect more states to join as well?
I suspect so, and I wouldn't be surprised if some states file on their own, because I think everyone is concerned when you hear that $8 billion of money that you were expecting to come for other important programs is now going to be raided by the president to pay for a border wall, which Congress specifically decided not to fund at the level the president wants. I think every state should be worried.
I want to play something that Senator Lindsey Graham said yesterday about where the president could get some of the money for the wall.
Let's just say for a moment that he took some money out of the military construction budget. I would say it's better for the middle school kids in Kentucky to have a secure border. We'll get them the school they need, but right now we got a national emergency on our hands.
I'm wondering, do you agree with Senator Graham's justification there?
I don't think I understand what Senator Graham is talking about. The kids in Kentucky who aren't getting as good an education as they might otherwise are going to suffer for a long time because Donald Trump's going to spend years and tens of billions of dollars, not just $8 billion, trying to build a border wall. And so I'm not sure I could not only not agree with Senator Graham, but I don't think I understand what Senator Graham's talking about.
The president declared a national emergency last week on the U.S.-Mexico border in an attempt to build a border wall, even though he failed to secure funding for it in Congress. Critics call it an unconstitutional end run around the legislative branch. In an odd moment, during an incredibly weird Rose Garden event Friday, at which Donald Trump invoked a national emergency to get his stupid wall, he also told the world that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had nominated him for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Prime Minister Abe of Japan gave me the most beautiful copy of a letter that he sent to the people who give out a thing called the Nobel Prize. He said, I have nominated you, or respectfully, on behalf of Japan, I am asking them to give you the Nobel Peace Prize. I said, thank you. Many other people feel that way, too. I'll probably never get it, but that's okay. They gave it to Obama. He didn't even know what he got it for. He was there for about 15 seconds, and he got the Nobel Prize. He said, oh, what did I get it for? With me, I probably will never get it. But if you look at Idlib province in Syria, I stopped the slaughter of perhaps 3 million
people.
Shut up. Nobody talk about that. They don't talk about that. Russia and Iran and Syria were going to go in and perhaps destroy 3 million people in order to get 45,000 terrorists. And I heard about it from a woman who had her parents and her brothers living there. And she said, please, please. And I thought, no, it can't happen. What are you talking about? No, they're going to get. And I come home and I read a certain paper where the story was there that they were actually forming to go into to really do big destruction. And I put out a statement that you better not do it.
The Asahi newspaper of Japan reported on Sunday that the Trump White House actually asked Japanese Prime Minister Abe to nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Former acting FBI director Andrew McCabe's book, The Threat, is now out. He's making the media rounds after first appearing on 60 Minutes Sunday night, in which he let loose a few bombshells, including a story about Trump agreeing with Vladimir Putin over his intelligence community regarding North Korea's military capabilities.
Essentially, the president said he did not believe that the North Koreans had the capability to hit us here with ballistic missiles in the United States because President Putin had told them they did not.
And U.S. intelligence was telling the president what?
Intelligence officials in the briefing responded that that was not consistent with any of the intelligence our government possesses. To which the president replied, I don't care. I believe Putin.
Meanwhile, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is planning to leave the Department of Justice sometime next month. Rosenstein had long maintained that he'd step down once a new attorney general was confirmed. Ah, the silence heard round the world. Mike Pence gave a speech at the John McCain Awards ceremony at Munich's security conference, and after saying a line mentioning greetings from Donald Trump, he clearly expected a round of applause. Instead, this happened.
I bring greetings from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. Last August, I reflected on the words that are in the old book.
Sad. He's in. Senator Bernie Sanders appeared Tuesday morning on Vermont Public Radio to make it official.
I think what a president has got to do is bring our people together, not divide us up. And that's certainly one reason I'm running. And the second reason is we began the political revolution in the 2016 campaign, and now it's time to move that revolution forward and make sure that that vision, those ideas, are implemented into policy.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
This is a huge, huge issue.
And we're talking about it. The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com. And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Ah, yes, it is Tuesday. That means our pal Gonna Laugh is here so we can talk about stuff going on in the news. But first, we got to get her on the line. Hello?
What? Yes, you've reached the When Other People Use Trump's Sing Song Voice hotline. Press 1 if you think Melania would say, "You keep buying me things so I'll have sex with you, and then I turn you down, and then you ask why, and then I tell you what I always tell you, that you're a repulsive adulterous sweatbag whose undersized limp mushroom can't get it up. Get the hell away from me."
Yes.
Press 2 if you think Mike Pence would say, "I've been lying for you to save your fraudulent ass, but it doesn't make any difference because the entire world hates you, and then I'm embarrassed by conspicuously silent global audiences. Just give me the keys to the White House already."
Okay.
Press 3 if you think Ivanka would say,
"Daddy, I've been doing your dirty work for you for decades, and now I've been forced to close my sweatshops. And all our dirty Russian deals are now exposed. And for some reason, I still call you Daddy."
Daddy.
Have a nice day.
Oh, Daddy. Nobody would clap, Daddy. I was sitting there, and it was silent, and I didn't know what to do. Oh, no.
Daddy, you're a failure. Okay, Daddy.
Oh, my God. The things that are happening. Just today, all the things that happened. I think you covered about half my tweets.
Well,
but
you know, there was just an onslaught of stuff. There was just an onslaught. So, I just thought I'd give the headline bullet points.
Sure.
But people on Twitter express themselves so much more eloquently or humorously, perhaps would be the right word, that than I do in what's news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, sometimes Martique said I'm not a well woman. He noticed? It took him this long to figure that out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just do the tweets as breaking news because I never know if you're going to be around to catch it, if you've, you know, left the house and come back just in time for the show.
Yeah, well, that, you know, happens. I had an appointment with the neurologist this morning, and
I got to say, go?
Well, okay, and the patches that I was, you know, freaking out because I've got the new deductible, a very generous listener sent a check to cover my deductible for this year.
Oh, my God.
I've got some amazing listeners, I got to tell you.
That
without
is great.
Them, I Carol, you're a lifesaver. And I don't mention Melissa and Marie often enough, who I swear I owe my life to. Everybody who supports the show, I may not express it often enough, but I so appreciate your help. I mean, it's what keeps me going. So thank you.
Oh, I'm that just makes me feel so good for you. Yep. That's wonderful. Thank you, everybody.
So I get to sleep at night. Have those patches. Do I writing, spending $600 for a 1 month prescription wasn't fun, but that's what the money was for. So I used it. And
good.
Yeah. Wow.
Go for it. Yeah. Yay. I'm glad to hear it.
Great. All right. So
okay, you want to jump in?
Sure. Let's do it. Here we go.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
All right. So what were the Twitters tweeting about yesterday?
Well, yesterday, or do you want to do today's first?
Okay, let's do today's first. So today, there's a lot of... Let's start with Bernie, obviously, because the day began with Bernie Sanders announcing, and I'm thrilled. And actually, I've been sort of dreading this because I know how ugly it's been on Twitter over Bernie Sanders, that the old arguments die hard, or however the saying goes. I've noticed a lot of... just ugly stuff, and I'm seeing it really this morning too.
Yeah, more than ever this morning. But I mean, it never stopped. My timeline is constantly filled with people bashing Bernie, and I don't mind if somebody, doesn't like him, or maybe they'd rather vote for somebody else. That's absolutely fine. But to get so vicious about it all the time and to falsely accuse, like, I'm so glad you put up your tweet. I put up a tweet and then I saw your tweet,
well,
too.
Somebody wrote, Michael Lockett, who I don't know from Adam, wrote, Bernie supporters and or Russian trolls have been attacking people of color, especially black women, all day on various social sites since his announcement. As a woman of color, Soledad O'Brien may be getting attacked herself because I responded to her because she put out a tweet saying, good luck with our black woman, whom Bernie bros notoriously attack. And I responded to her. I said, way to promote a bullshit meme, Soledad. Shame on you. And to this guy, this Michael Lockett guy, I said, they're not Bernie supporters. Perhaps a few bad apples, but we don't do that shit. And then I put out a more general tweet, which I think is what you're talking
about. That's what I saw.
Wrote, to fellow Bernie supporters, claims are already been made that so-called Bernie bros are attacking people of color, especially women. We know that's not us. If you see this shit, please call it out. That's not what we're about.
Right, and I retweeted that. I put out... where is it? Here it is. I'm already sick. This is my tweet. I'm already sick of the pro anti-Bernie fights I'm seeing in my timeline. I will not fight about candidates, so don't even go there with me unless you want to get blocked. I'd like to keep my sanity and maintain civility this election season. Okay, thanks. Bye. And then I added, and if I retweet or tweet news about Bernie or any other candidate, it's just that. News. I'll be retweeting the above tweet back at people who provoke, or again, simply block. I really don't want a repeat of 2016 when old pals initiated some nasty attacks unprovoked.
Yep.
Oh, my poor dog. Wait, what's going on? I hear him. Are you okay? He's okay. Okay, he's got to wear one of those cones.
Yeah, the cone of shame.
Now he's barking. See, this never happens during the show, and I'm going to have to ignore him.
Yeah.
But if he's loud, so if you hear him, I'm sorry. We had to have him shaved. He had all that fur. You all know what he looks like if you follow me. He looked like a sheepdog practically, and he's a labradoodle, an Australian labradoodle. But the mats, even though we brush him once or twice a day, and we demat him ourselves, and I've been taught how to do that. He still got mats that were completely out of control. So we were advised by our vet and two different groomers to just have him shaved down because it can actually cause infection and hematomas.
Wow. Yep.
So we had to shave him all the way down. He looks like a little skinny hot dog. And although he looks adorable, and now he's got to wear a cone because he started licking the little nicks that he got from the shaver.
Yep.
So now he's not able to sleep. He kept us up all night for two nights now. And instead of napping, which he was a second ago, now he's barking at me.
All right,
so
just ignore him. He'll settle
he'll
down.
He'll go away.
By the
all
way,
right.
there's,
anyway,
there's
but
news.
Back to
there's breaking news. Bernie Sanders has announced his campaign manager. And thank goodness it's not Jeff Weaver again.
Yes,
in fact,
yes.
He's getting lots of props already. Bernie Sanders hires top progressive advocate Faiz Shakir. as his campaign manager. Let me read you a little bit. Fahiz Shakir. He joined Sanders' operation from the American Civil Liberties Union, where he served as national political director since early 2017. Before that, he was a senior advisor to then Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Before that, he worked with Nancy Pelosi.
Ah.
He first made a name for himself as an editor at Think Progress.
That's probably also where I know him from. I know that name. I know it. I just couldn't place it.
Yep. Apparently, this guy is known as a real progressive. Good. All right.
Good. And he sounds like he's got some really good credentials.
Yep.
So that's wonderful.
Yep. With good connections within the party.
Within the party.
Yep.
And that's the other thing. Okay, I'm going to repeat what I say to you all the time, and that is I don't care if he's an independent running as a Democrat. I don't care what the political affiliation is, as long as, you know, if I agree with his policies, then great. I just don't get that argument, and I've been seeing it and seeing it and seeing it. Is that even a real Dem?
Yeah,
I don't really care.
That's the whole thing. And point being?
Yeah, well, I don't get
the
point.
Guess what? I'm not a real Dem either. I register as a Democrat so I can vote in the primary. That's all.
And a lot of people do that. I know people who love to call themselves liberals and progressives who register as independents. Yep. So,
and I would if I was allowed to vote in the primary. But since the only way to vote in the primary here in Florida is if you're registered as a Democrat, then I registered as a Democrat. When I lived in California, I wasn't. In Vermont, you don't have to register as any party. And that's where Bernie lives. You can vote in whatever. I believe that's how it works, right? Vermont, Gina in the chat room.
Yes, I believe so.
You do not have to. In fact, I don't think there is a mechanism to register for a political party in Vermont, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm just, so you know, I'm wondering if he has to go out.
Oh no.
My dog. He doesn't usually persistently bark. I'm going to give him another minute or two, but if I have to take him out, it'll take a good 3, 4, 5 minutes. So you may have to just talk.
Oh, no. Okay.
I know. I knew this was going to happen one day. It may happen now. Oh, goodness. That's his serious bark. That's not his let's play bark. Hang in there, Hammy. Let me give you a tweet in the meantime.
Okay. All right.
This is one to chew on, and then I think I'll take him out and just give him a try. Alabama newspaper. Yeah, I got you, Hammy. Alabama newspaper editor calls for Klan return to clean out D.C. to night ride again against Democrats and the Republican Party and Democrats who are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. Asked to elaborate what he meant by cleaning up D.C., he suggested lynching. We'll get the hemp ropes out, loop them over a tall limb, and hang all of them. It's not calling for lynchings of America. These are socialist communists we're talking about. Do you know what socialism and communism is? Sutton said. Please note, as we speak, Trump's railing against socialism. That was my comment. Let me go let the dog out. Sorry. How about you talk about that for a while?
All right, you go. There's other stuff I can share.
I'll jump in right when I get back.
Okay. All right.
Hold
so
I'm leaving my headset where it is.
Okay. So Laffy is going to walk Hamilton. And so it's just you and me. I pulled up all this stuff. I know what I can do while while she's gone. I thought I had an article here that I wanted to share with you, but it's stuff I already talked about. How Trump asked Whitaker to appoint this loyalist to oversee the Southern District of New York investigation. Yeah, that's not happening. And then the outrage over this woman at CNN. But you know what? I was going to play this, and I'll do it again. You know, I feel bad. Call Me Trip is in the chat room, in the NicoleSandler.com chat room. And Call Me Trip happens to be a black man. And what he's wrote is, it feels that way, guys. I'm telling you, in my community, it really feels that way. And I'm guessing what he's talking about is that Bernie bros are attacking people of color. This was a thing in 2016, and it wasn't Bernie Sanders supporters. We've learned that there are malevolent actors in the mix, Russian probably, trying to sow this divide. Tripp wrote, I don't believe the Bernie supporter on average is that way. I think it's trolls, but that's how it feels, and I said this in 2016 as well. that's a real problem. And that's why I said, if you see somebody who is, trolling and is allegedly a Bernie Sanders supporter, shut him down. That's not what we do. That's not what Bernie Sanders does. All right, I'm going to play this anyway. This Bernie Sanders recorded a two-minute video to kick off his campaign. And while we've got a couple of minutes, let me share that with you because I can. Here we go.
Real change never takes place from the top on down, but always from the bottom on up.
Bernie Sanders' healthcare for all idea is gaining steam.
Free college tuition champion, Senator Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders added, the greatest threat to national security is climate change.
The future of our planet is at stake.
Sanders taking on Amazon.
Bernie Sanders has been consistent hammering about income inequality.
Nobody in America works 40 hours a week, should be living in poverty. So our economy is rigged. We have a campaign finance system which is corrupt.
Sanders leading the charge to stop war against Yemen.
The first time ever the Senate has voted to end an unauthorized war.
The fight against injustice has been the work of his life.
Jobs and education, not jails and incarceration.
We are not going to retreat on women's rights.
Sanders pushing a bold agenda that includes protecting DACA recipients and comprehensive immigration reform.
You don't rip little children away from the arms of their mother.
A major announcement from Amazon. Amazon will raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour. 350,000 workers.
Thousands of workers at Disney World will get raises.
It's a victory for Bernie Sanders.
It's a victory for all workers. Brothers and sisters, we have a lot of work in front of us. If we are prepared to stand together, there is no end to what the great people of our nation can accomplish.
How true is that? Oh, Bernie Sanders, everybody, that's his kickoff video. A far cry from how he announced 4 years ago when they had the big kickoff in Burlington, Vermont. By the way, Vermont Gina did respond in the chat room, and she said, I am correct she said, I've never registered for a party in my lifetime, talking about registering as a Democrat or a Republican in the state of Vermont. You don't do that. She said, I've never registered for a party in my lifetime. She said, somebody else, V.T. Blom, who lived in Vermont for a while, said, you can pick a party, but you don't have to register one. And she wrote, you can, candidates too, voters don't. You walk in and pick up whichever ballot you want. Pens on paper, then through the machine. No ID required. Same day registration. Sounds like they're doing it right in Vermont. All right, gotta laugh. You're back?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it was a false alarm. I'm sorry. Damn dog. Yeah. Anywho. All right, so this is from Natasha Bertrand today. Oh, boy. Judge Amy Berman Jackson doesn't seem happy with Roger Stone, and he ordered him back into court for bad-mouthing her pretty much in a tweet with a little crosshairs next to her head.
Yeah.
A picture of her face with crosshairs.
Oh, Roger Stone.
So she's hauling him back into court.
Good. And she should throw his ass in jail where he should remain until his court date. And then when he's found guilty, he should be hauled off straight back to jail without ever seeing daylight again.
Agree, although our buddy Empty Wheel says she'll probably just reprimand him, and if he does it again, she'll put him in jail. But she doesn't think he'll go to jail for this.
Wow. I'd put him in jail for this.
Oh, so would I in a minute. Of course, I would anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, Rebecca Ballhouse of the Wall Street Journal said, Pence proposed redirecting $55 million out of $75 million earmarked for a UN program restoring basic services in cities freed from ISIS in Iraq to instead rebuild Iraq's Christian community and other minority groups, which make up about 3% of the mostly Muslim population.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, my God. What would mother say? She'd probably love it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back in court. She's back
oral
arguments in the Supreme Court today.
Yep.
And that's wonderful. And we love that.
Yeah.
And that'll show everybody for, there were tweets going around wishing for her death and making predictions that Trump was already lining, which probably is true, that Trump is already lining up another Supreme Court justice nominee.
Oh, God.
It just makes me sick.
Yeah, it is sickening. And one of them, one of those right-wing rag websites was spreading a lie that she was dead.
Yes, I saw that. That was disgusting. Oh, God. This is from the LA Times. They tweeted out, scientist says some pollution is good for you, a disputed claim Trump's EPA has embraced. Yes, we want pollution. It says in early 2018, a deputy assistant administrator in the EPA, Clint Woods, reached out to a Massachusetts toxicologist best known for pushing a public health standard suggesting that low levels of toxic chemicals and radiation are good for people. I wanted to check to see if you might have some time in the next couple of days for a quick call to discuss a couple of items, Wood wrote to Ed Calabresi. Less than 2 weeks later, Calabresi's suggestions on how the EPA should assess toxic chemicals and radiation were introduced nearly word for word in the government's official journal.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so get ready to breathe in some radiation. Okay, so this is about what you reported. This is from Parker Malloy of Media Matters. Oh, cool. More unqualified right-wing people screwing journalism up even more. Great. Stuff like this is why I laugh whenever someone tries to argue that there's a liberal bias in media.
Right.
The people who make all the real decisions are hard right. And she's talking about exactly what you said. CNN's new political editor has worked for every Republican but hasn't done any journalism. And then going on from there, somewhere, I'll probably find it. There was another bunch of tweets explaining that the person who used to work for Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, Sarah Isker Flores. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find my, is this it? No,
Well, you know what? She worked for Sessions. She worked for Fiorina. She worked for Trump. She pledged her loyalty to Trump to get the job with Sessions.
Right. Aaron Rupar from Vox, he said this is the new editor, and he has a tweet from her. Just saw a 100-foot wave surfing clip on CNN, way more interesting than Carney's surfing over truth and accuracy. Right. And then he says, Sarah Isker, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Isker, was unhappy that CNN's coverage wasn't more homophobic, and he quotes her tweet. Seriously, she says, more balanced reporting today from CNN. Chyron Reed's anti-gay, anti-abortion group hosts Value Voters Summit. And then he goes on to say, Aaron Rupar goes on to say, CNN's new political editor pushed conspiracy theories about Planned Parenthood that were based on misleadingly edited videos. And then he quotes her again. And then he says, I would like to see CNN fact check this dubious claim from their new political editor. And she said, and the quote from her is, hypocritical for Hillary Clinton to pretend her policies don't hurt women.
Right.
92% of jobs lost in Obama's first term belong to women. Anyway, he goes on and on about all the things that she has talked about and tweeted about, and she's now working for CNN.
Yeah, as their political director or editor or whatever. I'm sorry. Look, we go back and forth. David got so disgusted with MSNBC that he watches CNN most of the time. I personally don't like the people on CNN. There's a lot of them on MSNBC I don't like either. I flip back and forth. But, oh, my God, this woman, I sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's more. I didn't realize how many I had on this. Jesse Larrick from he's comms director at OFA, former Hillary Clinton foreign policy spokes. CNN's 2020 political editor thinks Republicans should boycott mainstream media-hosted debates. And he has a quote tweet. Her tweet is, GOP presidential campaigns should never agree to MSM debate moderators again. Anyway, there's just a ton of tweets that everyone's tweeting over her, you know, and pointing out how awful she is. CNN, your political director, called you the Clinton News Network. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to go read all of them. They're ridiculous. Yep. So, yeah, did you cover, because I cut out part of your report because I don't know what happened if my computer did this, but I couldn't hear you for a while when you were doing your news. But breaking Trump appointees promoted nuclear sales to Saudi Arabia.
I didn't get that story in.
Over senior officials' objections, according to a report from House Democrats. And here's the story. Here we go. Top Trump appointees promoted selling nuclear power plants to Saudi Arabia over objections from national security officials, House Democratic report says. Several current and former Trump administration appointees promoted sales of nuclear power plants to Saudi Arabia despite repeated objections from members of the National Security Council and other senior White House officials.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, lovely. Unbelievable.
McMaster objected, and then he left, and that was the end of that. So we'll be hearing a lot about that today.
Did you hear that the next one who's on the way out is most likely
Coates,
Director of National Intelligence.
Because he has disagreed with Trump on North Korea.
And on ISIS, and yes.
He'll be gone. I said on it because House Oversight Democrats launch investigation into Trump administration's dealing with Saudi Arabia. So they're already on this. Thank goodness we won this election. I mean, we're getting all the oversight we need now, and we had none before.
Right.
So the Democrats are going to investigate Trump on his dealings with Saudi Arabia. Good for them.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay, so the president of the United States doesn't know the difference between cities and states. Daniel Dale reported, he's quote tweeted over Trump's tweet, and Trump's tweet was, as predicted, 16 cities led mostly by open border Democrats on the radical left have filed a lawsuit in, of course, the Ninth Circuit, California, the state that has wasted billions of dollars. They're challenging him on his national emergency. It's not 16 cities. It's 16 states that filed the lawsuit.
Yep. I know.
Oh, my God. Here's another right-wing conspiracy theory that bit the dust today. Matt Zepp. Let me get this right. Wait. Washington Post, I guess. Yeah. He said, McCabe says that he told Congress about the FBI's opening an investigation into Trump and no one objected. That surely is meant to rebut those alleging the investigation was a part of a deep state conspiracy.
Yep.
Briefing was with the bipartisan Gang of Eight.
Yeah. And nobody objected. They were all briefed. And they understand that that's Congress's role. That's what they're there to do, and that's the intelligence community's role. That's what they're there to do. They're doing their jobs. They see something that's off. They launch an investigation. That's how it works.
Unless
you're Donald
Trump. Isn't that amazing how that works?
Yep.
It's like government should do something.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Here's a good one. This has been everywhere, but I happen to just catch. Talking points memo. Elaine Chao.
Yes.
She met with Kentucky politicians.
Go figure.
At least 10 times after McConnell requests.
Go figure. Apparently they got some emails between Elaine Chao and her husband, Mitch McConnell, where they were colluding. Go figure. Oh my God.
Imagine that. In some instances, the meetings led to positive outcomes for the politicians and business officials whom Mitch McConnell requested Chao to meet with. Go figure. All right. Let's see. Oh, here's a little something. So it's been reported from NBC News that U.S. officials say the Trump administration is launching a global campaign to end the criminalization of homosexuality. But you're not supposed to sell them wedding cakes.
The Trump administration is
that Trump and yep the Trump administration
is
and
what?
Green Soul, one of my buddies on Twitter said the religious right must be chewing their tongues. Of course, this is just a ploy to bomb Iran. The report itself, let me get it up here, says here we go. The Trump administration is launching a global campaign to end the criminalization of homosexuality
bullshit.
In dozens of nations.
Bullshit.
Of course, bullshit. Where it's illegal to be gay, U.S. officials tell NBC News, a bid aimed in part at denouncing Iran over its human rights record.
Uh-huh. Sure.
So my buddy was right about that.
Can I see some proof of this? I would like to see one place where they've done anything positive about gay rights.
They just want to start a war with Iran. That's all this is about.
That we knew.
Here's something that was kind of interesting. It's kind of convoluted, but Trump's 2020 campaign joint fundraising committee is sending fundraising emails, forwarding a copy of Nancy Pelosi's fundraising email for the Democrats, excuse me, with the, quote, donate links redirected to the RNC donation page. And then she goes on to say, this is Anna Massaglia of Open Secrets. Trump fundraising off a fundraising email fundraising off of him is a level of inception I didn't think we'd reach this early in the 2020 election cycle.
God, I'm over it already.
I am too. I'm so with you. Here, Whitaker on February, this is from Kyle Griffin of MSNBC's Producing the Last Word. Whitaker on February 8th, quote, at no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided any promises or commitments concerning the special counsel investigation or any other investigation. New York Times reports Trump asked Whitaker about putting the recused USA a U.S. attorney in SDNY, Southern District of New York, in charge of the Cohen
brothers. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. He tried to have this guy unrecuse himself because he's a Trump shill. And somebody asked Trump about that today. He's like, where'd you get that?
Yeah, that's in one of my tweets here. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Rick Wilson tweeted, if Donald Trump asked Whitaker to interfere in the Cohen investigation with the SDNY, we've entered some brand new obstruction of justice territory. It doesn't matter if Whitaker didn't do it. It matters that Trump asked. Mm-hmm. And here's the quote you're looking at. from the print pool, POTUS on whether he asked Whitaker about the recusal matter. No, I don't know who gave you that. And he also said, I want to remind everybody, I knew nothing about Cohen's $130,000 payment to Stormy
That's
Daniels.
That's right. Of course. No. I don't know.
So those are from today. Mm-hmm. Now we can go to yesterday's if we can get through a couple of these.
Okay.
I'm going to skip the first one is about the Mueller investigation. It's a lot. So I'm going to skip that. It was from Empty Wheel, just basically saying stuff about the Mueller investigation. A rogue senior advisor tweeted, on President's Day, we remember the man who founded this country, the man who ended slavery, the man who saved the world, and the man who brought lukewarm hamburgers for a
Hamburgers.
With a D.
Yeah.
Alan Blinder of the New York Times said, hearing has been going on for 20 minutes, but here's the early headline, and it's become a regular headline now. The executive director of the State Board of Elections says investigators found a coordinated, unlawful, and substantially resourced absentee ballot scheme in the 9th District.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ross Story said, busted man at center of North Carolina GOP election fraud scandal caught telling witnesses how to testify.
Yeah. And I heard some audio from it on one of the cable news channels today.
He said during a public hearing of the North Carolina Board of Elections, witness Lisa Britt testified that Dowless gave her a written note instructing her to invoke the Fifth Amendment when asked about her work for his alleged ballot harvesting scheme.
Amazing.
And Charlie Pierce went on to say, this North Carolina scam is the greatest combination of penny ante rat fucking and ultimate, for the moment anyway, success that I've ever seen. They did everything except burn the ballots at the Bladen County Fair.
Except it wasn't a success because they got caught and their candidate has not been seated and will not be seated. And there's going to have to be a new election.
That's why he said for the moment.
Oh.
But yes, absolutely. Catherine Rampell of Washington Post said William Barr's son-in-law landed a job advising Trump on legal issues.
Isn't it amazing how that shit happens? His whole family, I think, was given jobs because Trump believes in nepotism, in case you didn't know.
He's a fair-minded individual.
If you weren't already aware, Trump is a nepotist.
He is a nepotist. He's a nepotist. I've never quite heard it.
I don't know if that's a word. I may have just coined it.
Sounds good to me.
It works.
From NBC, a woman who called Michelle Obama an ape defrauded FEMA of $18,000. She claimed that her primary residence was damaged in the flood and that she was staying in a rental property, the prosecutor's office said. Her home was not damaged, however, and she still lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And she called Michelle Obama an ape. Imagine that. Yeah. I couldn't. Who'd ever think that somebody like that would be dishonest?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand it.
The Nevada Independent said Elizabeth Warren, quote, if officials believe Trump cannot fulfill duties, they must invoke the 25th Amendment.
You know, it's amazing to me when I hear, you know, Andy McCabe with these interviews and they're questioning him about, oh, my God, how could Rod Rosenstein even go there? Well, because have you watched him? So, you know, I'm glad that there's somebody there thinking in those terms, although he's not long for this world because, you know, he had already said that once a new attorney general is confirmed, then, you know, that he would leave.
Oh, he's leaving in March.
And
he
now,
said he's
now
leaving
he,
in March.
It was announced last night that he's going to be leaving sometime in March. Yep.
Yeah. But the other thing that's being misconstrued here is he didn't say, let's go for the 25th. He was just musing about
it
because
he was asking
that's his job.
About it. Yep.
And nothing ever came of it. And people are saying, Trump called it treason. And that's not what treason is, by the way. But Trump called it treason.
He doesn't know what treason is. Trump doesn't know anything.
No, nothing. Jeremy Neuberger. Now, I think this is just a quip, but it sounds, it could be real.
I think it's real. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I think it's
real.
I think she said that. Yes. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Hold on. Go ahead.
Do you have it?
No, you go ahead and read it and I'll
find it. Okay. Sarah Sanders, according to the documentary filmmaker I just quoted, said, it was out of respect for our president that world leaders observed a moment of silence during Pence's speech in Munich.
Yep.
A moment of silence. No, that wasn't out of respect.
I'm looking to see... You know, when
I
put
it
in, the first thing that comes up is Jeremy Neuberger's tweet.
Right.
Is the first thing that comes up. But
I looked and looked for it. I could not find the
Democratic Underground.
Yes, it's the same thing. I looked there, too.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, but it sure could be. Because that's just what Huckabee S would do.
Right. But it would come up somewhere else if it was. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it's probably just a wouldn't it be funny if, but he just put it that way. Michael Mann, a climate scientist, said, I am convinced that the greatest threat we face isn't climate change denial. It's the weaponization of ignorance and apathy that is at its core.
Yeah. I'll go for that. Oh,
That works.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. There you go. I got your bell. Okay. Delayed. I already covered the Roger Stone thing. Katie Fang of MSNBC legal analyst, she said, as a prosecutor, I would move to revoke Roger Stone's pretrial release status, ask for him to be taken into custody and held until trial. This is just what you were saying. If Stone is publicly posting these kinds of things, can you imagine what he is plotting, planning, and scheming behind closed doors?
Oh, my God.
Dan Rather said, quote, I didn't need to do this. He's quoting Trump about the national emergency. And he said, I didn't need to do this. It's something I occasionally say after ordering dessert, not after ordering national emergencies.
Absolutely. I've said that then, too.
Oh, my dog is chewing up a mat. That's nice. I just bought him a mat to lie on, and he's destroying it.
Oral fixation.
Socialism... This is a quote from Trump. Socialism is a sad and discredited ideology rooted in the total ignorance of history and human nature, which is why socialism must always give rise to tyranny. Socialism is about one thing only, power for the ruling class. And Will Fisher of Vote Vets said, that's capitalism, dude.
Yeah, I would say that too. Because that doesn't make sense. I don't know. Yeah.
No. No. And then I'm just going to end on Jason Alexander.
Okay.
I wish I could end on Tom Sullivan, but it's too long. Trump wants to investigate SNL, but not Russia. How does anyone take this small, pathetic comrade seriously?
Well, that's a good tweet from Jason Alexander. And Trump did want to do that. And Clarence Thomas wants to overturn, another First Amendment ruling. Where's the story? Here it is. The New York Times versus Sullivan ruling, which protects news organizations from most libel suits when they write about public figures. This came out of Bill Cosby, but Donald Trump also, who's always wanting to go after journalists who write negative coverage of him.
Oh, yeah. We're living in wonderful times.
Yeah, we are. You know the old saying, may you live in interesting times? I'd rather live in boring times right about now.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Me too. I'd love to be bored right now.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, it is. We've come to the end of another show. Gotta laugh. As always, thank you.
Find Laffy on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh, two T's, two F's, and here every Tuesday. I'm a bit distracted right now. I don't know. My timing is off. Everything's off. So, Laffy, we'll see you next week.
You got it. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And tomorrow, actually, Adam Green from the Progressive Change Campaign Committee is going to be here. And we'll see what else the day brings us, all right? You have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.